KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have mostly clear skies here in Atlantic. It's 38 degrees. We look for some areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, a high of 67, winds southeast at around 10 miles per hour. Fair to partly cloudy tonight, low of 44. In the news, officials of the Creston Fire Department said Friday there were no fatalities following an explosion that resulted in a fire at an apartment building. Firefighters were called to 122 Manor Drive in Creston at around 9 a.m. Friday. Authorities confirmed three people were injured during the incident. Two were taken by helicopter to a local hospital. An early theory that Creston fire officials have presented is that a person living in an apartment was on oxygen and smoking at the time. Firefighters helped residents evacuate through exits and windows. The Atlantic Fire Department responded to Atlantic Specialty Care on East 19th Street Friday morning following a report of smoke inside the building. The fire page went out just before 8:30 a.m. Atlantic firefighter EMT Gene Schmeling told KJAN News that a fan belt on a rooftop air handler got hot and the rubber started to smoke, but there was no fire and no one was injured. Iowa Department of Natural Resources staff responded to a diesel spill in Harlan Thursday, meeting with local officials as they worked to track down its source. Officials say the Shelby County Emergency Management Service and Harlan Fire Department investigated a report of diesel odor and a red sheen in a branch of the Nishnabotna River Wednesday night. Emergency staff placed booms with absorbent pads in the tributary to catch floating fuel. Thursday morning, city staff lifted manhole covers looking for the fuel's source and testing air quality underground. All air levels were normal and they did not see any sheen or diesel in the water flowing under the manholes. On site Thursday, DNR staff noticed a residual sheen and odor in the stream beginning north of the intersection of 6th Street and Cyclone Avenue in Harlan, where a stormwater drain outlets into the tributary begins. The sheen disappeared by the time the tributary reached the west entrance of the Shelby County Fairgrounds. The source of the diesel spill is still unknown, but it may have originated on the north side of Harlan if it came through the storm water drain. Rainfall Thursday morning likely washed much of it downstream. And while it's unknown if diesel reached the river, DNR staff say they saw many live fish swimming in the stream. At DNR's request, the city placed more booms in the stream. The city and DNR will continue to monitor the situation and look for the responsible party. DNR investigators encourage people to call in spills and fish kills as early as possible to the 24-hour spill line at 515-725-8694. Early reporting helps DNR staff determine the pollutant source before it washes downstream. And officials of the Iowa DNR report that around 6:30 p.m. on Thursday, a transport company had reported a fertilizer spill about 3 miles southwest of Schleswig. DNR received three other calls about the incident. Kelly Garrett, owner of KSX Transportation, reported the spill occurred around 4:30 p.m. Thursday after a tanker became stuck on a gravel road. About 4,000 gallons of a plant fertilizer ran into a tributary of the East Soldier River. KSX employees dammed and pumped the creek to prevent the fertilizer from moving downstream. They removed about 4,500 gallons of fertilizer and water by Thursday evening. The mix of low-level phosphorus, sulfur, potassium, and nitrogen is used as a soil conditioner. DNR staff inspected the site Friday morning and noted no visual sign of the product in the creek or on the creek banks. Field tests showed normal pH levels, and there were no ammonia levels in the water. There were also no dead fish. The DNR inspector said Garrett's prompt action, removing the fertilizer from the creek, helped prevent more serious water quality problems or a fish kill. The DNR will monitor the site and consider any appropriate enforcement action. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office on Friday released information with regard to several incidents and arrests. Authorities say two people were arrested following a pursuit early Tuesday afternoon. According to the report, a deputy had been requested to assist with a vehicle pursuit initiated by a Pott County Sheriff's Sergeant with assistance from Council Bluffs Police and the Iowa State Patrol. The suspect vehicle, a 2011 Ford Crown Victoria, was stopped and the suspects were apprehended. As it turns out, both suspects, 35-year-old Frederick John Nunez from South Sioux City, Iowa, and 24-year-old Dominique Renee Whitebeaver, had active warrants in Iowa. Both were transported to the jail to be held on their warrants. Nunez was also charged with eluding while exceeding the speed limit by 25 miles per hour or more. That carries a $2,000 bond. The sheriff's office reports also 27-year-old Zachary Nathan Gobert from Red Oak, who was being held in the Pott County Jail, was served with a warrant for unauthorized use of a credit card under $1,000 value. He remained at the jail on a $6,000 bond associated with other charges. 27-year-old Lindsay Sue Rhodes was arrested Tuesday afternoon in Pott County on a warrant out of Mills County. Wednesday afternoon, 35-year-old Jesse Charles Adams turned himself into the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office. He was wanted on a warrant for violation and was later released. Wednesday evening, 33-year-old Anthony Scott Byers was arrested for domestic abuse assault, second offense. The sheriff's report said deputies were called to the intersection of Railroad Highway and Juniper Road after dispatch advised that a caller said her son and her boyfriend were pulled over on the side of the road and were hitting each other. The caller's son said he was hitting Byers because Byers was going to hit the caller. The son also stated that he was upset with Byers as he was playing chicken with other drivers. It was determined that Byers was the aggressor and he was placed under arrest. Thursday afternoon, 24-year-old Jadarian Andrew Jackson was arrested in Pott County for violation of probation after he turned himself into the sheriff's office and he was later released. Thursday evening, 21-year-old Bryce Wilkie turned himself in on a warrant for leaving the scene of a property damage crash. He was also later released. Thursday night, 36-year-old Jessica Jo Clymer of Council Bluffs was arrested following an investigation in the 300 block of McKenzie Avenue in Council Bluffs on May 28th. Clymer was charged with criminal trespass first offense, possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine first offense, and providing false identification information. She was being held in the Pott County Jail on $1,300 bond. 51-year-old Craig Stephen Pleas was arrested Thursday night after deputies were called to the jail with regard to an incident of criminal mischief at the jail. Pleas was charged with criminal mischief on the 5th and held on $1,300 bond. And just before midnight Thursday, a deputy on patrol saw a vehicle traveling north on North 16th Street just past Avenue N in Council Bluffs. He recognized the vehicle, a silver Chevy Equinox, as one reported stolen earlier in the day. And as a result of the traffic stop, a 15-year-old male and 14-year-old male were arrested and charged with motor vehicle theft and theft in the second degree. And finally, at around 12:20 a.m. on Friday, deputies responding to a rollover accident at 205th and Railroad in Pottawatomie County ended up arresting 37-year-old Summer Rambo for public intoxication. There were no injuries reported in association with that accident. That's a check of our news for this hour on KJAN. There's more news online at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen.